Hello, is this Martha?
Yes.
All right, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, are you 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
All right. Just to be sure we're presenting everybody, may I ask your race?
72.
Oh no, your race.
Oh, Hispanic.
Hispanic? All right. So, all right, and you said your age was 72? All
Yes.
right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and now Congress both focus on. And for each one, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a really important issue, a 5 means it's somewhat important issue, and a 0 means that it's not an important issue at all that they should address. So the first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights. You can use any number between 0 to 10, by the way.
Did you say protecting abortion?
Yes, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I'd be like in the middle, like a
So,
five.
a 5, all right. Making housing more affordable.
Oh, that would be a 10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
A 10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
A 10 also.
Addressing immigration and border issues.
Probably in the middle too.
A 2, all right. Reducing crime and gun violence.
I'd say a 10.
A 10, all right. So do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I think it's probably like a 7.
Oh, no, this is different. So these questions, they're not about the system again. They're not about like the 1 to 10. This one's just in
Okay, what
general.
was it again?
So do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Better.
Better? All right. So, and now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
They're probably about the same.
All right. Which of the following do you feel are the two most negative impacts from the Hispanic and Latino community? And you can select up to two issues. So the first one is marijuana and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or alcohol.
I would say the meth and the alcohol.
Meth and alcohol. All right. So I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support and abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I think it would improve it.
So do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. So do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Yes.
So do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
About an 8.
Oh, this one is just in general. So it's like, do you
Oh,
strongly
I
agree?
agree. I strongly agree.
Strongly? All right. So now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me if you're either very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar. And the first one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
A little bit familiar.
Heat, not burn, tobacco products?
The same, a little bit.
Alright, and oral nicotine pouches?
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Alright, so as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. And many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Do you think they kind of switch because of more education in anti-tobacco advertising, or because of introductions to smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or because more government restrictions and bans are being applied, or because the cost of smoking has gone up?
I think the cost of smoking has gone up.
All right. So now I'm going to read between two statements about cigarette smoking, and if you could please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. So the first one is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Or statement number two, which is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we shall also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes.
I would say the first statement.
All right. And would you say vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I would say maybe it's the same.
The same? All right. So now I'm going to read you some short statements about the statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. And if you could please rate each of these using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
5?
All right. Medical professionals who have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to these types of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
10.
All right. Now, when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Okay.
When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their lives. And we may hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that we get a lot more media coverage.
7.
And lastly, many people who smoke today come from minority populations, that nearly 500,000 Americans die from cigarettes every year. It's not the wealthy white neighborhood, so nobody's paying attention, but we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It can save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
A 10.
A 10? All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people do change their minds. That's totally okay if you did not. But I just kind of have to ask you one last time. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through station support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. So do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? And I'm going to give you a list, and you can just say yes or no. So beer.
No.
Soda/pop?
Yes.
Coffee?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Wine?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
And smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
All right. So now switching gears a little bit, we're almost done. We're 95% done with the survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single,
divorced?
Divorced. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Probably middle class.
Are you or is any member of your household or a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban means like city-like.
I would believe so, but I do know rural kind of means like the outskirts, and the suburban, it's kind of like just where homes are, I would want to say. And herbal, I think, is, let's look, urban locations. Yeah, so urban would kind of be like cities.
Yes, it'd be urban.
Urban, all right. So, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Okay, I didn't quite hear you.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
In the 2020 presidential election, so 4 years ago, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Biden.
Biden, all right. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for who would you vote for?
Biden.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day. And again, thank you so much, Martha.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.